In the land of slaves, in the land of soul, and we will build a very own. A place to stand, a place to grow, a very own.
Hi, I'm Father Roderick from the StarQuest Production Network at sqpn.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy in the Sky from LaSalle, Ontario.
Hi, I'm Northern Penguin from Georgetown.
Hi, I'm Team Legend 4 from Roseville, Michigan.
Hi, I'm Rez 2100 from Georgetown, Ontario.
Hi, I'm Team Legend 4 from Roseville, Michigan.
And you're listening to the Ontario Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the 7th episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast, coming to you from the Steel City on the shores of Lake Ontario. Hi, I'm Jerbear, and I'll be your host for this podcast all about geocaching and travel in and around the province of Ontario. In this show, item number one, a continuation of my visit to the Amherstburg area for the Amherstburg Worldwide Flash Mob event and the Team Egg event, where I met up with fellow podcaster Daryl W. Four, host of the Cachemaniacs podcast. Here's a quick review of that podcast.
Well, I'm here in Amherstburg. I'm here for the Amherstburg Flash Mob event on Sunday, 6th of April, 2008.
I don't wander over, see if I can't find Daryl W. Four someplace. He's probably podcasting as well.
I'm here in 1 minute. Okay, we'll see what the sign says, huh?
Yeah. Check out the cannon.
Is that it?
Oh, here we go.
And we actually have
hot dogs.
Oh, excellent. It's a little bit better food than we get at most of the flash mobs.
What's the usual food?
Usually it's like a Hershey Kiss or some kind of candy bar.
Okay, they're going to do the draw now for the first of kind. Oh, first of kind. Look at that. Group photo. My newest best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, disperse. All right, let's go.
Wow, this is a real good disperse.
Well, hang on.
Circles around me.
Now, when was it that you started caching, and what drew you to it?
April 2005, a friend from the UK came over, who's quite geeky, and he mentioned it. And because he'd never been to Canada before either, I thought, well, this is a good way to get out on the road and go to places that neither of us had been to. And so I did a few caches with him, and then from there I went and got a GPS and carried on my own.
It was formed a year ago when we were at a Belle Isle event, and we just formed Team Egg because there was five of us caching. So.
After caching for the day with Daryl W. Four and Team Legend 4, we returned to Amherstburg for the Team Egg event. Team Egg actually stands for the Essex Geocaching Group. Part of the group is a couple called Country Couple. Here's a quick interview Daryl W. Four and I did at the event.
So we're now at the Team Egg meet and greet with a couple more eggs. And we'll start off with what is your geocaching name and how did you come across that?
Well, our name is County Couple, spelled COWNTYCUPL. We're from the county, and she loves cows, so we decided to have the name County Couple.
And then what is your egg name, your team egg name?
We figured out there's a lot of names that were taken already, and the only one that we can take off right offhand was Laid. So we're Laid Eggs.
Now, you've been caching only for, about a year now, I take it? And how was it that you were drawn into geocaching?
I actually saw it on a pamphlet on the back of a Canadian Tire from the advertising GPS and everything. So then I went online and just typed in geocaching, and I read about it, and I thought, well, hey, that's a neat idea. Her and I drive around the county all the time doing nothing just to get out of the house. So I thought, well, let's buy a GPS and we can bring it with us and go and find stuff.
Yeah, we did our first one and pretty much we're hooked right from there, right?
So how many caches have you found now?
I think we're at 55, give or take.
Yeah, we're not too aggressive.
No, we do a lot of our geocaching at night, so it's a little bit different. It changes the whole game when you do at night. You got your flashlights in the bushes, and shadows everywhere. everywhere. You can't see a thing. So Ella, I did not mind on those, but we're doing pretty well. Yeah, it's fun.
So what type of cash is it that you like to find when you go out?
I like the multi-cash. But yeah, you have to kind of set aside enough time to do
them. Yeah, those take a while, but they're fun because it's more of a puzzle. You know, go to this place, find this, and then give you coordinates to go here, and then you have to find that. So that's what I would say multi-cash.
Yeah, probably that one. But, again, too, the weather depends on that, too. You can't really do those so much in the middle of winter when it's wet out, because a lot of them are in the bush. You go when it's wet out, you get pretty much soaked.
Now, how about any great hides? I understand you have some really nice hides out there.
We've got four so far.
Yeah, we've only got
four, but I don't know, we put a lot of thought into, especially I think our naming them, we put a lot of thought into it to make things kind of come up. We found one that was a pretty good, I guess, environmental hide, you could say, where it was just kind of there waiting for us, and we just used what was there, and that seemed to work out really well. People like that one a lot, so.
What kind of GPSR do you have?
It's a Garmin 76CS.
That's our newest one. We had one before that, which was a Garmin also.
Yeah, it was old.
But it was old. Old.
Any idea which one that was?
That was a Magellan, but no, it wasn't a Magellan, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I'm not too sure exactly what the number on it was, but it was an older style. Like when they first came out. It still did the job, we still found it, but
we started with that.
It could be off, you know, by 30 feet, 40 feet, so it makes you search harder, but this one leads you right to it.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
I had one of those old Magellan ones. Single channel, big block, took like 45 minutes to acquire.
It was like
I never would even try that one for geocaching.
we tried one with a couple of them actually, tried with the old GPS, and we couldn't get to it. And then when we got our new one, we tried them again and right to it. So it's amazing what the new ones do.
So, what was your first geocaching experience like?
It was a Legion.
Yep. It was a multi at the Legion.
No,
so yeah, we had no idea what we're doing, and we got to the first stage of the multi, and it gave you coordinates to the next stage. So she wrote them down and all that, and so I plugged them into the GPS. Well, it brought us, I don't know, geez, 4 miles from where we're supposed to be. And I looked at the coordinates, I mean, she wrote it down and punched it in the GPS wrong. So it took us in a totally wrong direction. So we had to drive back to where the first coordinates were, and everything was in that same area. But it took us a little while to get the hang of it. But it's pretty neat what you do.
And of course, you don't punch in coordinates wrong anymore.
No, we double check that.
Yeah, that never happened.
I say it's probably just me. Like, I'm the one that does the main, the logging, the computer, and the forum, and all that kind of stuff. It probably took me a good year before I really knew, like, okay, you know, the little tricks of the trade, and what these little, short form mean, and all that kind of stuff. It took me a while, and the forums really helped. I went on the forums, and suddenly it opened up a whole new, like, people were telling me, oh, no, this means that, and you should be doing this way, and it just was that much better, and now I think we're pretty good. So,
So what about any tips maybe for people just starting out?
Don't try it at night first.
Yeah.
Don't do it at night.
Buy a high power flashlight.
Yeah.
2 million candle watt or something like that.
Nighttime changes the game completely, so I would try that right off the bat.
Is it a game, a hobby, or a sport?
I think it's a hobby for us.
I would say that too.
Yeah, more for us. Because it's more a thing where when we're sitting at home, we've got nothing to do, and you just kind of feel like getting out, it's like, hey, let's go do our little hobby. And you know what? If you don't find anything, then you don't find anything, but you got out and you did stuff. That's what a hobby is to get you doing something.
Yeah.
You know.
Any positives in the game? So positives are going out. Any other positives for
one
you?
One positive I know, the one last one we did brought us to that park where, remember that with the pond? And we didn't know it was there. He's lived in the county his whole life, and he had no idea it was there. And it brought us to this area we didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, a pond that was tucked in behind a bunch of houses, and the only way to get to it was the old railroad track. It's now a walkway, whatever. So you walk down this walkway for about a quarter mile, and then all of a sudden there's this huge pond there. And it's all park fences and everything, and it's really neat.
Yeah. It brings you to a lot of different places. And it makes road trips a lot more fun, too, because, like, we'll go for, you know, appointments here, there, and everywhere, in London and wherever we got to go, and it just gives you something to do while you're on these boring trips, so.
Muggle stories?
We found, we met one, and it happened to be the owner of the cache, and he was coming to check on it. And I guess they made sure that he had the right coordinates. So he didn't give us any hints or nothing, but he just let us go ahead and do our thing, and he stood back and watched to make sure that we found it. And then his kids showed up, and everybody was there to watch us go around. It was a multi also to go in the bush, and it was pretty neat. But yeah, they just watched to make sure that we got it, and we did.
Now, how many interesting run-ins with other geocachers?
That's been our only one, I think.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, I haven't, actually, when you're out looking, I haven't seen any.
No, that's been our only one. Because we do a lot at night, so there's not a whole lot out at night. I know that there's been some, you know, within a few sort of hours of when we've been there either way, but we've never run into any. Not at all.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was a pleasure to attend that Team Egg event, and to co-interview the country couple with Daryl W. Four. And from the pages of Facebook, here are a few countdown timers. The Greater Toronto Geobash 2008 GC17XTC is going to be held in one day, tomorrow. So head on over to the geocaching website, check that out, GC17XTC. If you're in the area, that would be a great event to attend. The Worldwide Flash Mob 3 event is going to be held in 8 days on May 10th, 2008. This is a worldwide event started by Sunny and Sandy of the Podcasher Podcast. Don't forget Mother's Day, 8 days from now on May 11th. And for us Canadians, Victoria Day on May 19th, 16 days from now. Come join me also on Facebook and participate in my online surveys. The results will be posted in an upcoming show. In conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast. You can send feedback, including audio files, to the Ontario Geocaching Podcast at ontariogeocaching@gmail.com. This podcast is fueled by TH and is copyrighted under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 License, Canada. Look me up on Facebook under the name Jerry Prevost. Until next time, take care and keep on caching.
This is Paul Kanopaki, a member of SLAGA, the St. Louis Area Geocachers Association. I produce the SLAGA Geocaching Podcast, which consists of conversations I have with geocachers and land managers, and audio captured at events of interest to geocachers. You will hear new and familiar caching stories from people of all walks of life who share the same hobby. You'll get to know the cachers themselves, what they believe and what they do with their lives when they aren't geocaching. You will hear our experiences working with city, county, state parks, and conservation areas. I record audio at geocaching events such as picnics, group hunts, and training sessions. To listen to episodes of the SLAGA Geocaching Podcast, go to podcast.geostl.com. And if you happen to be coming to the St. Louis, Missouri area, check out the SLAGA website at www.geostl.com. Here's hoping your signal is strong and your bearing is true.
Congratulations, you found it, intentionally or not. The Maine Podcache. You know, the characters in Maine geocaching are even more fun than the game itself, dear. We welcome all caches, even if you're so new you don't even know beans with your head in the barrel. We can't promise the Maine Podcache will make you any smarter, but we hope you'll have a good time. Listen to Katahdin Goddess in Khaki around the 1st and 15th of each month. Free on iTunes or goddess.libsyn.com. That's goddess.libsyn.com.
Status bell. Take your shoes off. Welcome back now. Here.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.